Hello, are you there?
Hello, my name is Jayla. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. Can I please have your zip code to locate your account?
There's no, it's 06510. There's no account.
Hi, this is also Chris from Wells Fargo. We are being monitored and recorded.
Okay, may I please have the person's first and last name on the account?
There's no account. Your name is Richard Patton.
Okay, you're giving us a call with the bank on the line, but it's no account within our system. Please spell the first and last name, ma'am.
Okay, it's about the charge that was made on the card. It's for Richard. The card is Richard Patton. Okay, but it was due. What it is about is that you fraudulently charged $98 to his account.
Okay, please allow me to locate the account first, and then we can discuss those charges. What's the last name? Please spell it out for me.
RICHARDPATTON.
Okay, thank you for that. And can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
44 Orange Street.
Okay, I'm not locating an account. So what I can do, I can try by, would it possibly be up under your name, the account?
Well, yeah, maybe. Okay, wait, try my name, please. Patricia Thomas. Damn it, Ricky.
Thomas, okay. Patricia, is it PATRICIA?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. Can I please just get you to verify the shipping again? You said Orange Street?
Orange Street. Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I have located an account. I do see where you paid the shipping for the female watch. You paid $927
no.
on
listen,
the 7th.
No, that, listen. Excuse me, that was not the shipping. It was supposed to have been $10. I talked to the gentleman just before you named Jay Jones. He said that they had to do a three-way conference call because you were not supposed to charge that card, that $98.
Okay, let me explain the charges to you, ma'am.
He explained the charges to me, and he said that this would be rectified. Not explaining no charges, you fraudulently did this. Okay,
it's not
no,
fraudulent.
Not,
so let me explain the charges to you, ma'am. I understand what you're saying.
Charge, ma'am. Can you please just remove it? I'm not going through that. He said he would remove it. Now, please remove the charge. That's what the guy said. And we're on a three-way bank conference call. We're not supposed to go through any wrong dissertation about the account. Just the charge is supposed to be removed because no one did not authorize a $98 shipping thing. It was only supposed to be $9 to change, and you did the rest of it. I did not authorize you to pay no $98. And as you said,
okay,
the
bank is on the line, ma'am. Please allow me to speak with the bank. May I please have the person's name that's on? May I please have the person's name that's calling in on the person's behalf?
Go ahead.
My name is Chris. I'm from Wells Fargo, and this call is being monitored and recorded. Now, before we proceed, Mr. Patton,
I didn't get your first name, sir.
Chris.
Okay, let me explain the charges to you, Chris, and then we can, discuss the further action. So basically, Patricia, she placed the order for a female watch on the 7th of March. She paid the shipping for $927, entering the 14-day trial period for that watch, which will mean that if she didn't give us a call, please allow me to talk, ma'am. Which means that if she didn't give us a call during her 14-day trial period to cancel her subscription, it will bill her account for the full price. For that watch, which is why she sees that charge on the second of on the fourth. I mean, on this month.
Okay, now can I say something? I did not receive. It was not a. It was not an account for the watch. It said that one of the little surveys said if I paid the $9.95 for the watch because it was some survey you guys had, and that would be it for the account. That's all that happened. I wasn't able to go back and charge anything. I wasn't able to find no terms and agreement because I did not authorize that $98 charge. And I did not see anything about, there was nothing understating that within a 14-day trial period, it said that the watch was won, that I could get the watch for the $10. Other than that, I would have never done it. I would not pay $100 for a watch over online. And wait a minute, and the gentleman said that this will be removed. I wouldn't have to go through all these changes with anyone about having this done. Because I asked him that. I said, there's going to be a whole bunch of charges with someone else we get on the phone. He said, no, that you guys were answering, you would honor the request of removing that charge and giving the person and giving Richard a full refund.
Okay. So she said that she filed a dispute on that charge when she gave us a call. So I'm asking you, the bank, Chris, did she file a dispute on that charge? Because it isn't a fraudulent charge. It was stated in the terms and conditions,
it
and I can provide you with that tracking number and also the site.
Because I didn't okay the charge, ma'am. It is fraudulent. I didn't okay the charge.
No,
you just can't take someone's money like that.
Ma'am, you're not allowing us to speak, ma'am. Please allow us to speak with the bank.
Okay, go ahead.
Now,
all right, before I can discuss the account here, Mr. Patton, do you provide
yes.
your permission to discuss financial and confidential information with a third party in the line?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. So you must remain on the line at all times and have the
right
to stop the conversation at any time. Releasing confidential and financial information increases your risk of identity fraud and could be used as identification on this account or others in the future. To maintain secure account, please provide a third party's name and their relationship to you. Ma'am, can I have your name?
It's Patricia Thomas, my wife.
Now, the other person from the Great Skin, what's your name?
My name is Jayla, and the name of our company is Hottest Current Style.
Thank you. So you're okay, Mr. Pound, to discuss the account with Jayla, is that correct, sir? On this phone
yes.
call?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Jayla, what's your question?
I don't have a question, sir. I was asking, did you file this? Because I do see where she gave us a call in and spoke with the previous agent, and she said that she filed a dispute with the charge. So basically what we told her was she had to give us a call back with the bank on the line to verify that there's no dispute filed, because it wasn't fraudulent charges. It's just she entered the 14-day trial period for the watch and didn't give us a call back to counsel her account.
Ma'am, you're lying on me. I did not enter 14-day trial period.
If you didn't enter the 14-day trial period, ma'am, you wouldn't receive that charge.
Excuse me, ma'am. Listen, you said that it was something, it was a survey and it was a reward that we had to do, and it said, I could get this watch for $10. It did not say $98. That didn't say it later on it'd be $98 to change, because I wouldn't have done it. I would have went to the store and bought a watch, but not for $98. Now, the man said you would reimburse the money because I did not do that. There's no electronic signature saying I did that or anything else. The only thing I okayed was $10 for the watch. I'm not shipping him. I didn't even see all the rest. I didn't even know that was even a part of it. If I did, I wouldn't have done that.
Okay, Chris, was it a dispute filed on that charge?
I will send you the watch back. I don't want the watch because this is crazy.
They filed a dispute. Yeah.
You said they did file a dispute on that charge?
That's
an existing dispute, yes.
I can't hear two people talking at once. So please let Chris talk, ma'am. I can't hear two people talking at once. Okay, so please resume, Chris.
Yeah, so they did file a dispute earlier. This was filed by the previous banker.
Okay, so is it a way that you can drop the dispute? Because we can start the refund process if so.
Say what now?
No.
Say that again. Oh, wait a minute. Say that again.
Because we won't be able to issue a refund if the dispute is still active. So is it a way that you can drop that dispute, Chris? And if so, we can start the refund process on that charge. But with the dispute filed, we can't issue a refund because the system won't allow us to process a refund due to that dispute being filed. So is it a way that you can drop that dispute? That way we can start that refund process?
Yeah, I will ask Mr. Patton. Yeah, Mr. Pan, are you okay with dropping the dispute?
Yeah. Is that going to get my money back?
Yeah, so if you drop the dispute, we can start the refund process, and I can issue a $49 refund on that charge for you.
$49? What happened to the $98? It was $98.
Okay, yes, sir. We do have a strict no refund policy. So what I can do is get someone to issue the full refund for you, but the dispute has to be dropped first.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to drop the dispute as long as the $98 is put back.
Okay, so once Chris dropped that dispute, we can issue that refund. Let me know when you drop the dispute, Chris.
All right. You want me to continue canceling the dispute, Mr. Patton?
Yes, as long as that's going to get
okay.
the money back, yes.
All right, so this means that you no longer wish to file a dispute with us. All right, Hold on for a moment. So your claim number 210-404-2697 has been canceled. So the dispute is already canceled as we speak.
Okay. So give me one moment. Let me process that refund.
Okay.
All right, so it did allow me to issue the refund on that charge. So that means the dispute was dropped. The refund, you should receive it between 3 to 5 business days back into your account.
3 to 5 business days?
Yes, sir, back into your account.
All right, thank you.
All right, is that all we need here, Chris?
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, I did
now,
thank you
is
for...
This is the full $98, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer service. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. Take care. Bye.
All right, Chris.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah. So, I guess 3 to 5 business days it'll be back in my account.
That's according to J-Lo.
J-Lo,
they have issued a refund from their end. So we're just gonna wait for the refund to reflect in your account, sir.
Okay, so if it doesn't come in 3 to 5 days or if it's not the full amount, I should call them back, right?
Right. You can refile a dispute in case they're not